A Higher Things Reflection for Friday of the fourth week of Easter, April the 26th, 2024. Thy kingdom come. What does this mean? The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. The Lord's Prayer, the Second Petition, Small Catechism. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Where is God's kingdom today? We are assured that God's kingdom comes without our prayer, but where can we see it? How do we know He's with us or that we are even a part of His kingdom? Some want to see a theocracy on earth, where everyone is under a Christian ruler who makes sure God's work and will are done everywhere on earth through legislative and social means. The problem is, God never promised to work that way in our world. Even the Old Testament kings were only there to get God's people to the place where their Messiah would come. Certainly on the last day, God will come in great power and glory, and we will all live under Him and His eternal kingdom forever. But what about now? Now we look for where God Himself promises to be, where God says He will come to us and grant us His gifts. God is present everywhere, for He is God. He fills all of creation as the Almighty Creator. But if you want to meet Him directly, or at least as directly as a sinner can meet the holy and righteous God, you go where He promises that you will see and hear Him in His Word, in the divine service, in His sacraments. We call this God's kingdom of grace. It's where He promises to hide His indescribable glory behind simple earthly things so that we are able to receive from His hand all of His gifts without fear of being slain by His glory. Remember when Isaiah saw God in His glory in the temple and thought He was a dead man, Isaiah 6. You never have to be afraid of that. Jesus has already come to you, washed you in His blood, raised you from your death, and made you a new creation by His death and resurrection. God's gracious kingdom is open to you whenever you gather before His altar. Rejoice that you have such open and free access to the Lord of creation, for He is always there, ready to give you His gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation freely for Jesus' sake. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Your kingdom come. Guard your domain in your eternal righteous reign. The Holy Ghost enrich our day with gifts attendant on our way. Break Satan's power, defeat his rage. Preserve your church from age to age. LSB 766, verse 3. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This collection of over 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas will teach you the extensive history of the imagery of the Church. Each symbol is a beautiful and historical connection to generations of Christians that have worshipped before you. A complete guide to Christian symbols, now available from Concordia Publishing House.